From NPR and WNYC, live from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia, Ask Me Another. And here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Our first game is called I Want My Puzzle Back, and here to play it are Abby Barr and Jessica Daly. Abby, you are the spawn of public radio producers.
It's true. My parents met doing public radio, and they announced that they were getting married on the radio, which I think is pretty cute.
Oh, that is so cute. Growing up, did your family have a regular like fast food place or chain restaurant that you guys would go to?
Not often, but I do remember getting some pretty sick toys from Happy Meals. So
yeah.
Yeah. They were like Beanie Babies and like...
They were Beanie Babies?
Yeah, that was cool.
All right, we were clearly... I was in the wrong town. How about you, Jess?
Well, actually, I have the same thing. We went to McDonald's, not so much to get the burgers or the chicken fingers, but I was really into Beanie Babies. And they...
Whoa.
They had the mini Beanie Babies for a while, and my sister and I were trying really hard to collect them all, and my parents were... really nice to us.
Does McDonald's know that this is the reason people were going?
I bet they do.
They were just like, people just want the Beanie Baby. Okay, well, here's why this game is called I Want My Puzzle Back, because even if you've never set foot in a Chili's, you are probably familiar with their classic jingle. How does it go again? Dear house musician Jonathan Coulton?
Do I really have to do this?
Please. Yeah, you're good at it.
For the show?
Perfect vocal range.
Okay, it goes like this. I want my baby back, baby back, baby back. There's more, but I'm not going to sing the rest of it.
Come on!
No. No.
All right.
Wait a minute. Are you booing me for not singing the rest of the Chili's Baby Back Ribs jingle? You people are monsters. No, I'm not going to do it. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
So in this game, we're going to give you clues to three-syllable things that rhyme with back, and you are going to answer in the form of that jingle. For example, if I said, could you go for some Kraft microwavable elbow-shaped noodles in cheese sauce? You'd sing, I want my Easy Mac, Easy Mac, Easy Mac.
It's a very sad version of that jingle.
Because you're alone and you can only make easy
mac
food.
And cheese.
And the winner is going to move on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Here we go. Would you like a Beat Generation author who wrote the first draft of his travel novel on a 120-foot roll of paper? Jess.
I want my Kerouac, Kerouac, Kerouac.
Yeah, exactly. That was just like beat poetry. It was brilliant. Do you have a yen for the completely unfashionable zippered pouch you wear around your waist to carry your money? Abby.
I want my fanny pack, fanny pack, fanny pack.
That's never made a comeback.
Yeah.
I know, why not? That should make like a hipster comeback, don't you think?
I'm not sure it ever went away.
Oh, yeah?
Please don't tell me it went away.
Now they could call it the hipster.
Oh, that's...
See?
That's good. Write it down. I'm going to write that down on the script here.
Are you ready to work out on this popular 90s exercise machine that allows users to simulate cross-country skiing at home? Jess.
I want my Adirondack, Adirondack, Adirondack.
Yeah, that's a place. Yeah. But, you know, I see where you're going. That is not what we're looking for. Abby, can you steal?
I don't even have a joke for this one, so no, I'm sorry.
Let me go to my puzzle guru, Greg Pliska, for a second. Would you like to explain what the answer is to these fine people who clearly, when I said the word 90s, they both got very worried.
Very nervous. The answer we're looking for is, I want my Nordic Trek, Nordic Trek, Nordic Trek.
You guys don't remember that? No? It was a thing that you had in your bedroom or basement that you put your laundry on. Do you miss the Chicago-born king of comedy, remembered for roles in the Ocean 11 films and his own brash family life sitcom? Jess.
I want my Bernie Mac. Bernie Mac, Bernie Mac,
yes!
Bernie Mac.
Do you feel like you need this emetic derived from a root used to induce vomiting in poison cases?
I want my Ipecac, Ipecac, Ipecac.
Are you looking for the kind of girl Gwen Stefani says she ain't? Abby.
I want my holla back, holla back, holla back girl.
Yeah.
Are you craving this historic New Orleans cocktail combining whiskey or cognac with absinthe, bitters, and sugar? Jess.
I want my Sazerac, Sazerac, Sazerac.
Yeah!
Delicious. That could be your new Ipecac.
Already is.
Sazerac is my Ipecac.
This is your last clue. Even though the U.S. won the Revolutionary War, spoiler alert, do you miss seeing the national flag of the United Kingdom? Jess.
I want my Union Jack, Union Jack, Union Jack.
Yeah, that's right. Let's go to our puzzle guru again, Greg Pliska. How did our contestants do?
Well, we had a very close match, but I'm happy to say that Jess is our winner, and we'll see you in the final round at the end of the show. Yeah.